crust, but then you wind the thing on the side. Yeah, you can look it up.
I'm going to look it up.
I have done this many times to see what it looks like. We're going to jump into a couple more songs before we hit the top of the hour, and Matt has his first story of 2017 to recap. Again, you're listening to the top 50 songs of 2017 on Brittle Brunch. Our usual time slot, if you're hearing us for the first time, is every other... I got to turn you down. Every other Sunday from 9 to 11 a.m., but we have a special edition today doing our top 50 countdown. So we are going to jump into the top 40 now with Guar and El Presidente.
Yes.
See who you can if you can figure out who this song is about.
Folks.
I wanna beat the
fine. Nothing will be fine.
Indeed, Nothing Will Be Fine. That song was inspired by Election Night 2016. That was the Dead Deads.
Oofa doofa.
With, again, Nothing Will Be Fine. I'll tell you the album in a second that that's off of, because it would be a perfect segue into Matt's first story of his 2017 review. But before that, we had, that was number 38 on our countdown of the top 50 songs of 2017. 39 was the band Nothington with Nothing But Beaches. And 40, kicking off the top 40, was Guar with El Presidente, a song about killing Donald Trump, which made a bunch of Trump supporters angry, even though Guar has killed every president in history, because they're a bunch of aliens.
They're aliens from space.
So they're space aliens.
They want to kill all of us.
That Dead Dead song, Nothing Will Be Fine, is off the EP Flying Saucers, which leads to Matt. Take it away.
Pump me up. Give me the juice. The biggest story of 2017 is the fact that 2017 has been such a disaster from start to finish, such an insane amalgamation of we're going to have nuclear war, we've taken away Medicare and Medicaid and a tax bill at the last second with notes I wrote in the margins with to like people being like, well, maybe Roy Moore did molest a child, but you know what? I'm voting for him. That's in the last couple months. I can't even remember all of it, you know, let alone the smaller stories that will pop back up. But I think emblematic of how crazy 2017 was the fact that I think a couple weeks ago we basically saw a spaceship.
Yes.
We literally saw a UFO. The Department of Defense was like, yeah, we had a program called the Advanced Threat Identification Program running since 2004, and two air fighters saw an oblong device that went too fast. It went up, it stopped, it went back, it went in and out of the Y and the Z axis or whatever. The pilots are like, I don't know what this is. And we've spent several billion dollars on it. And they're like, it's probably aliens. I guess they're literally here. And we're like, whatevs. Whatevs. I don't have time for this. I literally saw that story in like a tweet or something. And I'm like, I don't even care. Like, let them come, you know? This is a techno remix of the X-Files song, like, apparently. Matt, what do you think? Are there aliens? Are they here among us?
There are aliens. And like I said, and somebody wrote this article. I'm mad because I wanted to write it. But Tom DeLong was, we all owe Tom DeLong an apology.
We do owe Tom DeLong an apology. Tom DeLong, I saw on the...
Of Blink-182.
Tom DeLong of Blink-182.
Formerly of Blink-182.
Well, I would say formerly of Angels and Airwaves, more recently.
Currently of Angels and Airwaves. That's his only band now.
Okay.
Because he got kicked out of Blink-182.
Tom DeLong is a raving lunatic, but he's 100% correct, apparently. He was on, I think the thing that got him a lot of exposure recently was he was on Rogan. And Rogan was like apoplectic talking to... Tom DeLong saying like,
this is not Angels and Airwaves.
This is Oceano.
We'll get to them in a second.
Saying like, yeah, the Department of Defense came into my house one day and they're like, we got some stuff. We need, you know it, and we need you to help us out on this important mission. True. And which raises like significant questions. Like as I age, like as I become older and older, and when I was a child, I had a lot of faith in our institutions, and now I'm like, no, the Department of Defense literally contacted Tom DeLong. Blink-182. He's got the secrets.
I mean, nobody saw it coming back in 2004, whenever it was, when the Angels and Airwaves video came out, where they all shot it, their first single, and they all, no, it was the second album. Sorry. The second album, which, like, the cover is some weird rip of, like, those movies like Indiana Jones album art things. And the video is at the end that they all go to high school football field to see the aliens come down, but they all fall asleep, and then the aliens actually do come, but they all miss it because everybody's fell asleep. They want to see aliens. So that was a precursor to all this.
You're not wrong. Like, honestly, anything is possible at this point. But Rogan was roasting him, saying like, "Oh, is Travis Barker getting picked up by the army to help them out?" But it is apparently true. 2017, there are aliens among us. The person who predicted it was Tom DeLong. I don't know what to say.
Actually, this is all ironic because that came out in 2007, the album I, Empire. And
3 years earlier,
this
we saw this
also
spaceship.
The spaceship. And also, this is the 20th anniversary this year of the Phoenix Lights incident, which they released a horror movie about called Phoenix Forgotten this year.
Okay.
Found footage. But March 13th, 1997, a mass UFO sighting in Phoenix, Arizona, and Sonora, Mexico. And,
Really unexplained, like, that story. There's a lot there.
You can't make this up.
You can go on for hours and hours on the Phoenix Lights and on all this crap. But I just wanted to bring that up. One of 2017's most bonkers stories. There are aliens.
As Oceano sings about as well.
As Oceano is telling us and has been telling us for years, there are aliens. They're real, bro. And the government is trusting former pop punk people to give them advice. Thanks.
I love it. Oceano had an album out this year.
Did not make the countdown. I'm sorry.
A lot of interesting deathcore stuff going on. Oceano's still sticking to what's tried and true with them, so not much movement from them. But anyway.
I like them.
So
I mean, I think I like more their vibe. I'm not really a big deathcore guy, mm-hmm. but I was so like happy when the lead singer was out on stage mm-hmm. talking about aliens. I'm like, this is great.
It was last year, right? 2016?
Last year. Festival. This is great.
He took a set break and was like, we need to talk about the aliens.
Folks, there's one thing I want to say is that aliens are real and they're coming. And he's like, but yeah, not a lot of... I'll say this one thing about Oceano in terms of the deathcore genre is like, it's a lot. Like, you listen mm-hmm. to an Oceano song, like, you are assaulted by music.
It's just a song, it's intense.
Yeah. I don't know if it's that... I don't know if it's breaking
ground. You should check out Aversion's Crown because they sing about like intergalactic warfare and things
I will do that. I mean, you know me. I'm more of a fantasy person than a sci-fi person. Go. So,
all right.
If anyone's going to be singing about knights, maybe a dragon, I'm into it.
Let's see what I can come up with.
Thanks.
There's probably a song about dragons coming up.
I mean, they're guaranteed is.
All right. Actually, no, we didn't. What's their names? Dragon Force had a new album out this year. Also, not make the countdown. But it was classic Dragon Force.
Unsurprising from you, a traitor to the true metal.
My bad. Well, I'll make it up for you now. Maybe not quite, but sort of with a local band, Crowfeeder, which we played them, not this song, but we played a couple songs off their new album called No Flowers, which came out this year. And this is one of those situations where my favorite song off this album was previously recorded and released as like a demo EP a few years ago.
That happens.
But it was re-recorded. It sounds different.
Yeah.
So I made the countdown. Number 37. This is local band Crowfeeder with Pine Box off the album No Flowers. You're listening to the Brutal Brunch Top 50 of 2017 on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. Streaming live on WMFO.org.
Aliens exist.
Crowfeeder at number 37 in a row.
Right now. I'm that one-way track kid, and I'm going nowhere fast as I can, cause anywhere's better than here, better than nothing. Yeah, I'm that one-way track kid, that flashing light, that self-degraded self-destruction, good for nothing, at least that's something!
Despite a decades-long drug war, billions of dollars spent, and millions of Americans locked up in prisons, drug use rates have remained relatively constant. Any economist will tell you that as long as there's demand, there will always be entrepreneurs with a supply ready to make a profit. When a drug dealer is busted, it's nothing more than a job opening for someone else to fill. This is Economics 101. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy to help teach lawmakers this simple economics lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out more information about SSDP, if there's a chapter at your school, or how to start one. It's time to join the growing opposition to our country's failed war on drugs and start an open, honest, and rational discussion of alternative solutions to our nation's drug problems.
Thank you.
There you go. Matt got into that one.
Woo!
That, of course, was Body Count.
Featuring
Randy Blythe of Lamb of God. He has to be on a countdown every year, basically. That was the song Walk With Me off the album that they put out this year. Called Bloodlust, known for No Lives Matter, which was a big song that came out. Before that, 34 was AFI. That was Pink Eyes off of the self-titled album dubbed the Blood Album because it's a red cover. I think that they're like kind of Weezer at this point with their self-titled albums. They're just different colors. All right, number 35 was Sleigh Bells with Blue Trash Mattress Fire. That was off an EP they put out called Kid Khrushchev. Am I saying that right? As in the Soviet leader?
Khrushchev?
Khrushchev, yes.
That sounds right.
Although they spelled it wrong. They don't spell his name the way he spells his name. But anyway, before that, 36 was Authority Zero with One Way Track Kid. As they give Matt a warning, a lot of grandpas of pop punk going to be on this countdown.
I saw that,
this section of the countdown. So,
seems like that could be a better place for Danny Filth, you know?
Speaking of grandfathers,
grandfathers of symphonic black metal.
And, number 37 was Crowfeeder, local band with Pine Box off of No Flowers.
That's a good song.
Another song an album that we played earlier this year. So when are you going to do your actually? So this next song, actually, I have to do a CD switch over here.
Ooh.
For my money, has the best vocal hit of the year. Vocal hit, of course, being a generic term for, you know, pig squeals or that deathcore. That is a vocal hit. And the best vocal hit of the year is off this next song that has about 18 words that I can't pronounce in the title. But did you want to do your pig
Man, that hurts. That is painful.
So there you go. That was Matt's pig squeal of the year.
Don't listen to WikiHow.
I know, you got. If you want to learn how to pig squeal, you can just Google it. You can either watch the videos or watch WikiHow or eHow. There's illustrations to show you the direction of the air.
You breathe in.
How to move your diaphragm.
You go like. Wow, that sucks.
We got a job for a cowboy here in the studio.
Oh, I'm dying.
All right, you want me to just continue with the countdown as you recover?
I'm dying for my heart.
Come back. We'll come back. Maybe we'll talk some horror. Maybe we'll talk some wrestling if Norbit calls in.
Come on, Norbit.
Yeah. Otherwise, let's go back to the countdown. Again, you're listening to Brutal Brunch here. We are normally on every other Sunday from 9 to 11 a.m. This was our off week, but we came in for a special edition from 1 to 5 to count down the top 50 songs of 2017. And we're going to continue right along with number 32 with the band Make Them Suffer. And this song is called Vortex, but then in parentheses, Interdimensional Spiral Hindering Inexplicable Euphoria.
Hell yeah.
Off the album Worlds Apart. Listen for the sweet vocal hit, which Matt will try to reproduce. Probably.
Probably.
When we come back. So here you go. Number 32 on the top 50 songs of 2017, Make Them Suffer with Vortex.
tongue for you to hold. Dear.